Okay, this week's parsha we know is Parshas Ki Tetzeh. This is the first parsha shmuz of the year in yeshiva. Very exciting. First Thursday of this month for us in yeshiva. And I thought I would talk about something which relates to yeshiva. A yeshiva kind of topic that relates to us in yeshiva. Something which is really, really special about any yeshiva, about the concept of a yeshiva, and particularly something which is very, very special about our yeshiva, I'd like to share with you. And I'd like to share with you based on two quick looks at two very interesting, challenging parshios in Parshas Ki Tetzeh. The first aliyah of the parsha, as we know, has three short little topics in that aliyah. First topic is the topic of Yifas Tohar. Very challenging topic. Yifas Tohar, as we hopefully know, is there's a war, and people are taken into captivity, and one of the soldiers sees, as part of the, among the captives, a very, very beautiful, attractive woman. And he's interested in her, and he's allowed to marry her. Is she Jewish?
No.
The Torah somehow allows this soldier to marry this woman. Amazing thing. The Torah doesn't have great hopes for this relationship. The Torah describes the ultimate effect that the Torah thinks will happen from this relationship. But the Torah allows a soldier to go ahead and marry this girl, this woman, who he sees from captivity, from battle. That's the first parsha. It's very, very strange. If I'm not mistaken, this is the only mitzvah of its type. Where the Torah says, you know what? Surrender. It's too hard. What do we expect from the guy? I don't think anybody in this room was ever a chayal, probably. I have a nephew who's currently a chayal, serving right near Hebron for the past 2.5 years. Not an easy job, not an easy life at all. Very, very challenging. He's a wonderful fellow. It's hard. He actually fought in Gaza last summer. He was called down to go to Gaza last summer. I was actually spent Shabbos with him. The Shabbos when he was called down. And he received his phone call on Shabbos to go, to call his unit and go down to Gaza. It's pretty intense, to say the least. It's pretty crazy. We have no idea what it means to be in battle, in war, to be a soldier. But the Torah does know. And the Torah has a Chazal, a very, very interesting expression. Chazal say, "Lo dibra Torah, ella keneged yitzhara." The Torah understood that the yitzhara of a chayal, of a soldier, in such a time is extremely, extremely intense. And the Torah took that into account. And the Torah made an exception and said, you know what? Under this circumstance, in this situation, in this very, very intense, very, very passionate moment that this soldier needs, we'll make a dispensation, we'll make a leniency for him, and we'll allow him to go ahead and marry this girl who's generally not allowed to marry. An amazing concept. What I think emerges from over here, and I believe we could take out from over here, is the following. The concept of the impact of the environment. The Torah doesn't say on a regular day, you're walking on the street, you see a nice looking woman on the street, you like her, she happens not to be Jewish, okay, you can just marry, it doesn't work like that. There's a special rule that only applies in this unusual moment of heat, of battle, of emotions. The Torah says, you know, we'll make a special rule because the Torah understands that if you're in this environment, there's a mitzvah to be a soldier in the Israeli army. It's a mitzvah, it's a wonderful thing to do. It also comes with a certain challenge, and therefore we'll give it to you. But only because the environment that you're in has a tremendous impact upon you. A person is a product of his environment. And the Torah understood that, and because of that, the special nature of the environment that exists at battle, the Torah went ahead and said, okay, fine, you can have it. But I heard this week a very, very beautiful insight that also just complements this idea regarding the third parsha of the first aliyah. The third parsha, anybody know what that is? Okay, I'll give you a hint. It's the name of a parak in Aram Sefer this year. The eighth parak of Sanhedrin is called parak Ben Sorer Mora. Good. So the parsha of Ben Sorer Mora. You don't know what that parsha is? The wayward son The son who goes off the path, who starts drinking inappropriately and starts eating inappropriate proportions of meat. And the Torah says actually the halacha is we kill him. Assuming all the conditions are met, we kill him. Better they die young, free of avera, than they get older and ultimately kill other people. That's what Chazal said. A very, very, very challenging parsha in the Torah as well. The Meshech Chachma and his commentary on the Torah has the following beautiful comment. This is amazing. He quotes a Tosefta, one of the comments of the Braisa in the Goyim. Okay, doesn't matter where it is right now. Listen to what he says. Says the Tosefta in the Goyim, the rule is that in Yerushalayim, in the city of Jerusalem, there is no Ben Sora Remora. Can't have it. There's no such thing as a Ben Sora Remora in Yerushalayim. Why not? I know Yerushalayim is a holy city. Why can't a Ben Sora Remora exist in Yerushalayim? Why not? He doesn't explain. The Tosefta itself doesn't explain. But the Meshech Chachma, in his commentary on the Torah, this beautiful sefer, suggests the following tremendous insight. Listen carefully. He says, imagine the scene. This fellow, this young boy, 13 years old, just interested in extracurricular activity, in drinking a little bit, in fressing, eating too much. He walks out in the street. He walks around in Yerushalayim. And what does he see? He sees meat being consumed in unusual proportions. He sees all around him karbanos being shechted, people eating a karban chatas. You only have one day and one night to eat the meat. A massive animal. There could be many animals in that small shift. And all that has to be eaten. You can't leave meat over. Jews from all over would bring their meister shady to Yerushalayim, eat in Yerushalayim. They have to eat a lot of food. It was being consumed all the time in Yerushalayim. Says the Meshech Chachma so beautifully, it's not fair. It's not fair to Ben Sora Remora to tell him not to eat meat if the environment all around him is a meat-eating environment. Everyone around is eating meat. That's the environment. What do you want from him? And therefore, you can't throw the book at him. You can't make a Ben Sora Remora in Yerushalayim because there's so much meat and wine being consumed in Yerushalayim that we have to leave him alone and let him be and not judge the judgment of Ben Sora Remora in Yerushalayim. Wow. What does this mean to us? What this means to us is the following. We've embarked together on a journey. We've come to a yeshiva. Why did you come to yeshiva? You could have stayed home. You want to learn Sanhedrin? Go online. There's probably a very good shiurim online to learn Sanhedrin. You can learn Sanhedrin online. Why did you come to Eretz Yisrael, get on a plane 6,000 miles, spend $20,000 for tuition, maybe more? Why? Save your parents a lot of money. Homeschool. Why are you Torah.org? Plenty of shiurim. Torah anytime. There's tons of websites. The answer is we come to yeshiva because we want to have the experience of yeshiva. We come to yeshiva because we're going to be, please God, in an environment that's going to help us up along the way. There are going to be some mornings over the course of this year we may not be feeling it 100%. You know what's going to happen? We're going to help each other out. I'm going to look around and I'll say, you know what? I'm tired, but my friend's also tired and he's pushing it. I'm going to push it too. There'll be nights where, you know, it's a long day. Night sitter. After night sitter, I'm supposed to learn a little more. I'm too tired, but I have a charusa there waiting for me. I can't. Cannot do it. Davening? Yeah, I could daven room also. But hopefully I'll daven in the yeshiva. It'll be a nice davening. Uplifting davening. I'll have the impact of being together with everyone together, with Rebbeim, with Chaverim, with the Rosh Yeshiva, with Madrichim, the whole package deal. That's what the yeshiva is about. It's about putting ourselves in an environment that we're able to grow. And the Torah is very, very concerned about environments. We learned about the Yefas Toar. We allowed him because of his environment to marry a non-Jew. We learned about the Ben Sora Remora. The Ben Sora Remora is not allowed to be judged if he's in an environment where everything around him is not in sync with our expectations for him. And on a positive note, we end and say, we are very, very privileged and blessed to be in an environment, to be in a yeshiva environment, an environment where hopefully everything around us is pushing us up and pulling us up, and hopefully pulling us in the right direction. And I'm very excited about this year. And please God, all of our association that we'll have with this yeshiva and other yeshivas in our life, we should be zochet, please God, on two levels. Number one, to contribute positively to the environment. And number two, please God, to benefit each of us from the environment. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Guys, everyone.